Our budget is about just under $20 million a year, so you could argue that there's plenty of work to be done. The question is, how do we most effectively use it, given that we've already got this portfolio in place? There's ongoing research in California, Texas, and other places in the world. So the real challenge for us will be to figure out what the best use of additional resources are. With the crop forecast declining, clearly the growers of Florida are going to be more limited in how much they can contribute to research. So it'll help relieve that stress in a big way. Secondly, we're moving from research to product delivery and trying to move these solutions to the field. And so it isn't just about research, it's about what are the limitations, partnering with companies that can help us move an antibiotic or a new product out to the industry. And then, of course, there are regulatory and other costs associated with that. So to the extent we can use the money in whatever step is necessary to deliver a solution, I think it's a good opportunity. It's a good problem to have. But just to be fair, one shouldn't assume that now that there's going to be additional money available that somehow a new solution is just going to pop out of the woodwork, because we've done a fairly exhaustive, broad view look at the science around HLB and the vector and the plant, and there's a lot of avenues of research that are being pursued. So obviously we want to keep those going, refine those that are making progress, and use this money to get them into the field as quickly as we can.
The last 2 years with fruit drop, growers, I've heard anecdotal evidence, some small growers are already walking away from their groves or just doing the minimal. I think more and more growers have realized time is of the essence, isn't it?
No question about that. And all it takes is to drive around and see the status of tree health and the fruit on the ground and look at the predictions for the crop to see that things are moving on in you know, what is the lifespan of the disease as it hits an industry like ours. So we've got to move forward and pull out all stops, and that's what we're really focused on doing.